I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Three organizations, the Southern Environmental Law Center, the Partnership for Southern Equity, and Georgia Interfaith Power and Light, filed an appeal Monday opposing the Georgia Public Service Commission's decision to allow the Plant Vogtle expansion project to continue. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the organizations asserted in Fulton County Superior Court that the PSC decision didn't give enough consideration to whether the project is still needed and whether less expensive options are available. No word on when the court will rule on the appeal. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia is co-sponsoring a bill that would overhaul the country's immigration plan. The Secure and Succeed Act would provide a pathway to citizenship for nearly 1.8 million recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, or DACA, program. Speaking to Fox News last night, Perdue says opening a path to citizenship is a necessary compromise.
Some people will say, well, we don't support a pathway to citizenship. Well, this is a price to pay to end this nonsense right now and to get to a solution that will keep us from being here in just a few short years.
The bill would also designate $25 billion in funding for border security. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could be facing cuts under the newly proposed federal budget. Yesterday, President Trump released a proposed budget for the 2019 fiscal year that would reduce CDC spending by 12%. Speaking to GPB's On Second Thought, former director Tom Frieden said funding the CDC should be a top priority.
We need people really making clear that CDC is an investment. We protect America. And if we cut that, we make America less safe.
According to the science journal Nature, the CDC's budget would be slashed by approximately $1.6 billion if the budget is approved. And Governor Nathan Deal says he will oppose efforts to legalize the in-state cultivation of medical marijuana. According to the AJC, Deal is concerned that there aren't enough safeguards to allow cultivation this year. Georgia law currently allows people with certain ailments to possess up to 20 ounces of cannabis oil, but because the state forbids in-state cultivation, families who travel across state lines to obtain medical marijuana risk violating federal law. Deal says he wants state legislators to push Congress for more flexibility on the issue. And some good news for Georgia commuters. The Georgia Department of Transportation says the new I-75 express lanes, the largest road construction project in state history, should be open by the end of the summer. Program manager Stephen Lively told WSB-TV that the northern sections above the 75-575 split and through Marietta are mostly complete, and everything should be open by Labor Day. Well, grief counselors are on hand at a Metro Atlanta high school today after a student died from the flu over the weekend. CBS 46 reports that 15-year-old Miguel Martinez was a student at Cross Keys High School in Brookhaven. According to the Georgia Department of Public Health, more than 1,000 people have been hospitalized with the flu in Georgia so far this season, and 66 have died. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.